Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What was that all about? 20 Years of Strips and Stories, Zits, is a comic collection and creator retrospective by Jerry Scott and Jim Borgman, centered on the long-running Zits newspaper strip. Built around two decades of selected daily and Sunday strips, the book celebrates the awkward humor of teenager Jeremy Duncan, his parents, and the everyday tensions of family life. It is not only a best of anthology, but also a behind-the-scenes account of how the strip was developed, shaped, and sustained over time. The volume includes commentary on the creators' meeting in Sedona, choosing the title, drawing Sunday pages, and dealing with newspaper restrictions and censored material. As a result, the book serves both as a readable humor collection and as a document of comic strip craft. Its purpose is to entertain established fans while also showing how a modern newspaper comic is built, edited, and preserved across decades. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated anniversary collection built from two decades of Zits. The core structure of the book is a retrospective selection of strips from the 20-year history of Zits. This matters because the volume is not arranged as a simple chronological archive. Instead, Scott and Borgman sifted through the strip's life to choose their favorite material, including both major hits and lesser-known pieces. That editorial approach gives the collection a stronger identity than a standard compilation. It allows readers to see what the creators themselves consider the most durable jokes, recurring tensions, and character dynamics. The result is a focused portrait of the strip rather than an exhaustive record. For fans, this makes the book feel intentionally shaped, not mechanically assembled. For new readers, it offers a low-friction entry point into the humor and rhythm of the series. The anniversary framing also gives the collection historical weight, positioning Zits as a long-lived cultural product rather than a temporary comic. In that sense, the book functions as both entertainment and self-history. Secondly, teenage friction and parental confusion as the strip's comic engine. The book depends on the same central dynamic that made Zits successful in newspapers, the clash between Jeremy Duncan and his baffled parents. The humor comes from ordinary domestic life becoming exaggerated through teenage impatience, parental concern, and the constant negotiation of boundaries. This family setup is effective because it is recognizable without being sentimental. The strip does not present adolescence as inspirational or tragic. It treats it as a sequence of awkward negotiations over food, rules, technology, moods, and independence. That gives the collected strips a consistent emotional logic, even when the jokes vary widely. The book's retrospective structure reinforces how repeatable that premise is, since the same family tension can support years of different situations without losing momentum. It also explains why the comic has broad appeal across generations. Parents recognize themselves, teenagers recognize their own resistance, and readers in both groups can see the absurdity from the outside. The collection therefore highlights not just individual jokes, but the long-term stability of a family comedy formula. Thirdly, behind-the-scenes commentary that turns the book into a creator record. One of the book's distinguishing features is the amount of commentary from the creators about how the strip came together. The retrospective is not limited to finished comics. It also includes stories about the strip's origins, the title selection, the creators' collaboration, and the practical problems of sustaining a daily comic over time. This behind-the-scenes material gives the volume a second purpose beyond nostalgia. It shows how humor is manufactured, revised, and protected within editorial constraints. Readers get insight into how Scott and Borgman think about pacing, recurring characters, and the difference between a quick gag and a sustainable strip concept. The inclusion of these notes matters because comic strips are often read as effortless, when in fact they depend on disciplined writing, drawing, and syndication choices. By revealing that process, the book becomes useful to aspiring cartoonists as well as fans. It also humanizes the creators by showing the trial and error, compromises, and practical judgment that go into a successful comic property. This makes the collection more analytically interesting than a plain best of volume. Fourthly, editorial limits, censored strips, and the realities of newspaper comics. The book gives attention to material that newspapers declined to publish or modified through censorship, which is important for understanding how syndicated comics operate. That detail separates the collection from a purely celebratory anthology because it exposes the limits placed on humor in public print venues. The presence of censored or rejected strips shows that the strip's development was not determined only by creative intent. It was also shaped by editorial standards, audience expectations, and the varying comfort levels of publishers. This is especially relevant for a strip like Zits, which often draws comedy from awkward family realities, slang, bodily humor, and teenage attitude. The book suggests that even seemingly light comic material can become a negotiation between artists and newspapers. For readers, this adds context to the final printed version of a strip and explains why certain jokes may have been softened, altered, or withheld. It also documents an overlooked part of cartoon history, the tension between artistic freedom and mass market distribution. That makes the volume useful as a case study in how mainstream humor survives within institutional boundaries. Lastly, sketchbook pages and Sunday strip craft as evidence of comic-making technique. Beyond finished panels and retrospective commentary, the book includes excerpts from sketchbooks and discussion of Sunday strip production. These features matter because they move the volume from consumer anthology toward process documentation. Sketchbook pages reveal the rough thinking that precedes the polished strip, showing that comic art begins with exploration, correction, and visual planning rather than final line confidence. The focus on Sunday strips adds another layer, since Sunday pages traditionally demand larger scale composition, stronger visual staging, and more elaborate page design than daily strips. The book's reference to staking out territory on the comic page points to the practical design challenge of making comics readable and distinctive in crowded newspaper layouts. For readers, this section clarifies that the Zits aesthetic is not accidental. It is the result of repeated formal decisions about pacing, framing, and visual emphasis. This makes the book especially valuable for cartooning enthusiasts, because it demonstrates how a mainstream comic strip balances gag, writing with graphic architecture. In that respect, the collection works as both a historical archive and a workshop record. In conclusion, this book should be read by longtime Zits fans, readers who enjoy family-centered newspaper comics, and anyone interested in how syndicated cartoon strips are created and sustained. Its main value is that it works on two levels at once. It is a generous humor collection, and it is also a creator commentary on the history and mechanics of the strip. Readers looking for simple nostalgia will find well-chosen material, but readers looking for craft will also get insight into title selection, strip selection, Dunday page design, censorship, and sketchbook development. That combination makes it more distinctive than a standard cartoon treasury. Compared with similar comic strip collections, it is unusually reflective about the process behind the jokes and unusually explicit about the pressures of newspaper publication. It also has the advantage of being anchored in a strip with a long, stable premise, so the retrospective does not feel fragmented. For those reasons, the book stands out as both a celebration of Zits and a compact history of how a successful modern comic strip is built, edited, and remembered. If you would like to support Jerry Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.